This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's turn to address the U.N. General Assembly comes today with pre-recorded remarks that he says include a strong message on China. Julie Walker has this report.
And Trump is addressing the U.N. General Assembly today in a pre-recorded speech because the annual gathering of world leaders is being held virtually due to the pandemic. The White House has not previewed his speech, but yesterday the president told reporters he'd have a strong message for China, where the first cases of COVID-19 were reported. Trump is not popular at the United Nations, and his speech this year comes at a time when U.N. members are pushing back against Washington. On Monday, Trump declared that all U.N. sanctions against Iran have been reimposed, a move that most of the rest of the world rejects as illegal. Other leaders on the agenda for opening day include the Chinese, Russian, and Iranian presidents. I'm Julie Walker.
Now, President Trump has coupled his coronavirus complaints against China with those targeting the World Health Organization. He's cut funding to the UN agency while accusing it of being too close to China and saying it neither did enough to curtail the outbreak in its early days. The top U.S. public health agency stirred confusion by posting and then taking down an apparent change in its position on how easily the coronavirus can spread from person to person through the air. But officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say their position has not really changed and that the post last week on the agency's website was an error that has been taken down. Dr. Jay Butler, the CDC's Deputy Director for Infectious Diseases, says it was an honest mistake and that it happened when a draft update was posted before going through a full editing and an approval process. This is VOA News.